In the not-too-distant future, a great deal of the data now available to city administrators could also be viewed by average citizens. The mayor's office has gotten behind a project dubbed Code for America. The nonprofit organization would send a trio of web experts to Lexington, rework the city's software, and make it much more accessible to the public. Lexington Commissioner of Planning Derek Paulson predicts it will enhance civic engagement.
So they can get online and know, you know, is my neighbor building, do they have a permit for what they're building right now? Has that code enforcement call that I called about been handled? What kind of crimes are in my neighborhood? And again, being able to see things going on in their community a little bit better.
Besides promoting engagement, promoters say such a project would also enhance Lexington's image among potential employers. Nick Such is with Awesome Inc. The organization creates and nurtures high-tech startup companies.
A lot of the secondary benefits are really powerful things for us. So having connections in Silicon Valley, we have quite a few of them already here in Lexington. This provides us with an even stronger network there.
The one-year project carries a $360,000 price tag, but the nonprofit requires half the money come from private and philanthropic interests. Still, Councilmember Kevin Stinnett worries about ongoing costs, such as system maintenance.
Because I know we had this conversation, it haunts us that we're on council in 2006 when we were told we are going to a new financial platform and we didn't have the expertise in-house to do it at the time we were told we did.
Chad Cottle, who helps manage the city's computers, believes maintenance costs will be minimal. The city must make up its mind by mid-August, and if it cannot raise the needed dollars, city administrators say they will not move forward with the project. If finalized, work would begin in January. For WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson.